Nice. Okay. We're going, right, we're on a daf, Yud Gimel Amad Aleph, by the two dots, like a third from the way from the bottom. So, Mi Lanu Gadol Mi Yosef, we got Mekulei. Who's greater than Yosef? Tan Rabban. Ba Ure'i, come and see, Kama Chavivois Mitzvois Al Moshe Rabbeinu. See how dear mitzvahs are to Moshe Rabbeinu. Yes, you call Yisrael, all of Yisrael, Kulon is Askel Babiza, they were all involved in plundering Mitzrayim on their way out. Yeah, in contrast, Vahu, this Asik B'mitzvahs. But Moshe Rabbeinu was involved in the mitzvah of the dealing with the bones of Yosef. Shenema, Chokom Leiv Yikach Mitzvahs. The wise of heart will take mitzvahs. We're going back. Okay. Uminayin hayu yodeya. How did he know, Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu Heichan Yosef Kovo, where Yosef was buried? Seems they didn't have like a plot or anything. So Omru, the people said, meaning the, suppose the Jews around, Serach bas Osha. Serach, who's the daughter of Osher, Nishtaira me Oisa Ador. She remains from that generation. Okay? So she was actually came down from Israel. So she's kind of got kind of old. Over 200 years old, I suppose.
She was also going to Israel.
Right, okay. Spoken about it. She went into Eretz Israel as well. Very good. Right. So Holach Moshe Etzla. Moshe Rabbeinu went by her. The Omala, he said to her, you found it, Pinchas? We're on about like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, about 20 lines up from the bottom. And the first word of the it says Moshe, Moshe on the beginning of the line, so we're on the second Moshe on the beginning of the line. So Moshe Etzla, Moshe went by her, yeah, and he said, Omala, Klum at Judas. Do you know Heichan Yosef Kavor, where Yosef is buried? So Amraloi, she said to him, Aron Shel Mateches Osuloi. They made for him a metal coffin, a Mitzrim, the Egyptians, Vakavu, and they fixed him, I suppose that really is like kind of maybe secured his coffin, Benilus, in the Nile. This is the first time we've actually called the Nile. Yeah. Manila said, "Kidei, in order she's baruchu meimav, in order that his waters should be blessed." So, even though we know that we don't need rainwater, right, in Egypt, but they still need a blessing for the Nile because that was their irrigation system. And Rashi brings in Zechariah, it says that in the future to come, that it'll say that basically people don't go up to Yerushalayim, the goyim. That so the people who need rain, it won't rain for them. And Mitzrayim, the Nile will not be blessed. So Holach Moshe, but Omad al Sfasa Nilus. So Moshe Rabbeinu went and he stood on the edge of the Nilus. Omaloi, and he called out the following: Yosef, Yosef, right? Higia Eis Shenishba Hakadosh Baruch Hu. It came the time that Hashem made a shavua, Shani Goyel Eschem, that I'm going to redeem you. And also the Hegiyah shavua comes the shavua Shehishbata as Yisrael, that you made Yisrael swear, meaning that you have to take me out. Basically, in the same pasuk is in the end of Vayechi. It says basically, I think it's Pocho Yifkoy Eschem. Right, yeah, so it says over there, so basically it comes together, right? So if you're going to show yourself, then it's mutav, that's going to be good, then we can take you with us, yeah? But if not, onu we are, manukim, we're clean from your shvua. We did our responsibility. So mi'ad, so what happened? Tzof, haroino, his coffin started floating, Shal Yosef, on the water. So the Gemara just says it like a kind of disclaimer. But Altitama, don't be surprised that Moshe Rabbeinu had the ability to do this, because we see this is a thing that Jewish prophets have the power to do. Yeah, right. Heich bazel tzach. How can it be? Yeah, the iron. Yeah, floats. Tzach means floats on the water. Shereik Siv, that it says in the pasuk with regards to Elisha. Yeah, Vahiya Echad, one of the, I think it was the Talmidim, one of the people down there, Mapil, he was felling a koira, like a beam, basically chopping wood. Yeah, but as a barzol nofal, and the head of the axe fell, Elamoim, into the waters, Megoima. So, aha! So he they carried on the next pasuk. Aha, like, Adoni, behold, my master. V'hu Sha'ol. This was a borrowed axe. So he's telling Elisha over here. V'yoma Isha Lukim, and the Isha Lukim said, Onu Nofal, where did it, show me, where did it fall, the head of your axe? V'yoreu Esamokom. He showed him the place where it fell in the water. It's pointed over there. V'yiktav 8. So Elisha cuts a piece of wood. V'yashlech Shoma. And he threw it over there. Yeah, this piece of wood in the general direction. We got Safa Barzel, and the Barzels just started floating up.
Because
he threw the wood in.
Right.
Yeah, but anyway, but the point, the chiddush is that the iron is iron metal is floating. Right.
Top of wood.
What's that?
Top of wood.
Just a bit. Very nice, Gil. You're on form today, Gil. Yeah. Hello. Devarim Kal V'Chomer. So we're going to have a Kal V'Chomer now, yeah? Amar Elisha, Talmidoi Shel Eliyahu. Elisha was the Talmud of Eliyahu. Eliyahu, Talmidoi Shel Moshe. And Eliyahu Novi was the Talmud of Moshe, meaning he learned Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah, yeah? Soft Basel B'Ponov. And then nevertheless, the iron floated before him. Mipnei Moshe. Rabbeinu, right? He's the Avi Nevi'im. Achaz Kam V'Kamah. So that we understand that Moshe Rabbeinu can make the iron float. Okay, Rebbe, now a different version of the story, very similar but with a slightly different. Rebbe Nosson Omer, right? He says the cabinet shall malachim, right? In the cabinet, Rashi says this is Greek. It's the Greek word for like a cemetery. Okay, or kvarim, or for graves of kings, apparently. Yeah, so. Shel Malachim, higher cover, he was buried. So I don't know if Sarah Bas Asher told him this, or this is just a totally different story that it was known. He was buried with the paros. Right? Holach Moshe. Moshe went, V'omar al Kabinet Shel Malachim, and he stood by on the cabinet of Malachim on the graves of the kings. Omar, and he said the following, Yosef. Came the time that Hashem made an oath, Shani Goyal Eschem, that I'm going to redeem you. And also has come the time of the oath that you made, call Yisrael, make that they would take you out. Im atom, if you're going to show yourself, mutav, it's going to be good. If not, hare anu menukim meshvua secho. If not, we're going to be clean from your shvua. So, but Oysa, so what happened? At that time, yeah, Nizdazea, it started shaking. Aroin Shal Yosef, okay, and I suppose that he could find out which one it is. I don't know if he like broke out of the ground or whatever happened, but anyway, yeah, not Lo Moshe. Moshe took it, Vaviu Etzlo, and he brought it by him. Okay, now. Now we're talking about all those years. Shehayu Yisrael b'Midbar. That Yisrael was in the Midbar. Hayu Shnei Aronos Halalu. There was actually two Aronos, right? Echad Shel Meis, one of the Mace, which was Yosef Atadix, yeah. Echad Shel Shechina, and all the other one was the Aron Hakodesh of Shechina, right? Mahalchim Zayim Zed. We're going together. So
where did that come from?
What? What come from?
Where did that come from?
They built it already. No, they're in the. No, it means what after they built the. Yeah, meaning whilst they were traveling in the Midbar, right? There was a gap in between. True.
So,
yeah, and they built the Mishkan, and then they had the Aaron, and then they were traveling, and so they used to travel together. The Aaron of. Okay.
Wasn't there a third one which you
did? Well, there was all of them. Very good. Really, they took all of the bones of them. Yeah, the Shvatim. Good. Yeah. I don't know what was with them, but Yosef was with had the company of the Aaron HaKodesh. Okay, but how you opening Bishav, and the people who were passing, you know, as they were journeying through the Midbar.
The other Aronos,
by the way,
they were carried into the Shvatim.
What's that?
They were carried into the Shvatim, the other Aronos. They weren't.
Ah, very good, that makes sense. Yeah, exactly. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, I suppose, took responsibility in it, and he was with Beis Levi then. Right? Right, but yeah, but otherwise Levi's one. Okay, but that was good. That was good, Ephraim. No, the other ones were being carried by the relevant Shvatim. Okay, so anyway, so the passers-by, the Oibim Meshavim, the Moabites, and the, I don't know, whatever, and whoever was around, Mo Tivan Shel Shnei Aronos Halalu. What are these two Aronos? So Omru, they said to them, Echad Shel Meis, one is actually an Aron of a dead person, Echad Shel Shechina, and one's the Shechina. And then they replied, he said, why are you taking a mace with the Shechina? Right, that seems a bit strange. Taking the mace with it. So there's a very interesting Tosfos Shantz over here. Look at this Tosfos Shantz over here, because it sounds like it was walking. So look at this, like it's the last one. I don't know if everyone has it, but it says v'chi darcho shel mace lahalochim Shechina. The midrash yesh. There's a midrash. Yeah, shesomu atzmos Yosef. They put the bones of Yosef besoich ur shel keves in the skin and the hide of a sheep. V'nichnaso boy ba'oiso or ruach, and it went into that ruachaim, into that sheepskin. It came kind of alive. V'hainu dechziv, and that's what it says. Noi katzon Yosef. That's kind of interesting. So it kind of says Yosef was actually walking around, kind of. So yeah, Omru. So they said, in reply to the question, they said to them, Omru, kiem zeh kol marsha kosov bezeh. He fulfilled when Yosef, he was mekayim. He fulfilled everything that is written in this, meaning in the Aron HaKodesh, obviously is the Torah. Or at least maybe it wasn't even the Torah, because it was just the Luchos. Actually, that makes more sense, because Rashi brings down over here a Mechilta, and mentions basically that he was Mekayim the Eseres Adibros, and he kind of proves that. So maybe this was before, according to some opinions, that the Torah was written like as they went, you know. So it could be that the full Torah wasn't there at that point. So anyway, but he was Mekayim the what was written on the Luchos. Okay. Now. We had this question before in the Gemara with regards to Yosef and Yaakov. Now, Ve'ilo Asik Bei Moshe, if Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't have been involved with the burial of Yosef at Tzadik, Yisrael lo having me Aski Bei, what Yisrael wouldn't have done it? Yeah? Vaksiv, we're going to pass it. We see that they were involved as well. Bes Atz Moshe Yosef, and also the bones of Yosef, Asher Ha'alu B'nei Yisrael. Maybe it's right. So you see, but Israel were involved with them. Kavru b'shchem, they buried in Shechem. And furthermore, Vasu, there's another kasha. Eloi isku be Yisrael. If Klal Yisrael, in a general sense, didn't get involved with him, Bonov, right, his tribe, very good, this is what the tribe is talking about. Bonov lo hayu misaski be. What, his personal tribe wouldn't be involved with him? We see his tribe was concerned about his burial. Vaksiv, it says, Vayu livne Yosef lenachalo, right? That it was to Yosef for an inheritance. Basically, they buried Yosef in their, you know, their land, and it shows that they were interested in him. So what's going on over here? Why is it only just Moshe Rabbeinu over here? So answer the Gemara, similar to what we said earlier. Omru, they said, so this is first talking about Bnei Yosef, right? Hinichu loy. Let it be kavoidu b'merubim. There is honor is greater with merubim, with the multitude, meaning with the whole Klal Yisrael, rather than Yosef maybe muatim, more than if it would just be one tribe. So if all the tribes, in a general sense, are involved with it, that's better. V'su amru, but then now, so basically the responsibility was given to Klal Yisrael. V'su amru, that when Klal Yisrael, but then Yisrael said, hinichu loy. Let it be kvoidoi B'gdoilim, Yosef b'katanim. It's better that he should have great people marrying him, i.e. Moshe Rabbeinu is involved with him, rather than b'katanim, rather than us small folks. Now, Kovru, we just said in the passage before that from Yeshua, Kovru b'Shechem. They buried Yosef in Shechem. So, Ma'ishna b'Shechem. Why did they bury Moshe Rabbeinu in Shechem? So, Yosef. Why did they bury, sorry, thank you, Yosef in Shechem? So, Amar Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina, b'Shechem ganvuhu. On Shechem, they stole him from. I mean, that's where this the whole story started. He was taken from Shechem. L'Shechem, so they said, L'Shechem nachzir abeid asoy. To Shechem, we're going to return him. Now I've got a question. Should we go on or should we stop? Okay. There you go.